fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Or like a penguin just fucking yelling mad loud in the air. I love you, bro. I love you so much.
There you go. Oh, shit. Bro, did you see that?
Bro. All right, y'all ready to go? All right, 3, 2, 1. And welcome, everybody, back to A Different Conversation. This is going to be another addition to A Different Sports Show. We have a lot of these episodes out, and we have a lot more coming for you. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, get in tune. Hope you guys like our energy. I'm talking fast because we're going to try to get through some things during this episode. We haven't been on your screen in a while. But with that being said, I don't even want to do introductions or takes. But obviously, I'm here with Matt. I'm here with Kem. I'm Thomas Saxby. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give you our top thought of the day because that's just going to spread through the episode. But what I want to talk about is some recent headlines. I want to dig right in. So We had something happen actually right before we started recording. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith was cut by the Raiders. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about three quarterbacks in specific.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. Geno Smith, mm-hmm. and Tua.
Yep.
I almost forgot the other name. Mm-hmm. Me and Ken were having a little bit of conversation before the episode. So that's how I kind of want to open it is, mm-hmm. how do you feel about these quarterbacks? Do you think they land somewhere? Do you mm-hmm. think it's done? Who has the best chance to keep going? Who wants to open up this episode with some good old football?
Want me to go or
let
you?
It rip, big
let
dog.
It rip. All right, listen.
Because
so
I ain't
real
got
quick.
No thoughts about none of you.
None of it for sure. All right, bet. So
keep
listen.
It a little bit farther away.
Yeah. So,
way
so
louder
listen.
Now
let's kind of let's kind of get into that. So right off the top, man, if we look at some of the tweets that happened with my man running the X account, I hope y'all making sure
yes,
that y'all
sir.
Tap
yeah.
in.
Tap in.
You know what I mean? And like comment.
600 followers now.
We yes, growing. Sir. Come on, keep coming, y'all. DeAndre Hopkins gave a crazy tweet. He said, "K1 with JJ in Minnesota is crazy," right? Talking about Kyler Murray. And if you've seen any of the stats or any of the play that he had with DeAndre Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
It's something to actually look
similar
forward
with Justin
to, right?
Jefferson, yeah.
A little bit younger, right? With Addison as well, right? A nice run game to compliment him. And we already know that Kyler Murray
nice
has
fit.
Wheels, right? I think that that's a wonderful fit. Yeah. I think that it's something that's horrible for, you know, JJ right now. The other one, who's the supposed quarterback.
Right, yeah.
But when you think about Minnesota, man, what they got 9 wins last year, right? With that 9 wins, with those, with that, it was no quarterback.
And they've had one of the most phenomenal everything but quarterback
yes,
for the last
that's
like
what
couple
I'm saying.
Of years.
That's, you know what I mean? But the quarterback play. So now
and
to
I'll,
implement
I'll like
Kyler, I'm telling you, man, I
because
think that's
like,
going to be nice.
At mm-hmm. the very least, what that could also motivate JJ
yes,
to tap in.
Absolutely.
What
but Kyler only 28, bro. Kyler only 28, so if he start cooking, I don't know what
like
we'd say
fit,
about Jay.
He could open up a new career for himself.
I think I have a better fit for Kyler.
Okay,
though.
And then when it as it pertains to, I don't know where there would be a better all the way fit right away where he'd be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like literally
still try to contend
you know
with good players, good line, good everything around.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
I'll amaze you guys.
All right, that. All right, let me hear what you got to say. Right. And then on the second one, who were we were talking about there?
Geno and Tuna.
Geno, we already know. Also with Kyler, with all these guys, right? They're going to be cut for the money, right now, so there's no dead hits.
They,
all these guys got big contracts, you know what I mean? 30 plus million, you know what I mean, for the season.
I'm glad
up.
That Dak Prescott is not in these group of
absolutely.
Of it could have been easy. It could have easily been that way, but I'm glad
absolutely.
He's not part of that group.
As far as being cut, you think?
Well,
because
like
those...
if he would have underperformed at any point in time during this time trend,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but as of going into this offseason,
Right. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
No, no. Heck no.
He's top five.
All,
no.
All yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's so. What I'm saying. But like, if he wasn't top five, if he was more pushing like top 20, top 15,
oh, yeah.
there would have been
yeah, absolutely.
Top five that are reliable.
And then you got Anthony Richardson in that we didn't talk about too. That's, yeah. you know what I mean? Most likely going to be somewhere too. So.
And yeah, I mean, my thing is, do you have anything to add to that first?
Run it, big dog.
Yeah, because I want to go crazy.
I feel like Kyler Murray, fit that I would love to see, is I would love to see him with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the reason why I would love that is because he can
while Mahomes gone.
Yes. Like he can learn an actual good system. He can learn, you know, he could be around Pat, be around Andy Reid.
And then what?
And then Pat comes back and takes the spot back. Kyler he gets his value back and he goes and starts for a different team next year. But I love the Vikings pick though. I love the Vikings pick.
Nope. I don't think it's a gap year. Oh, but I'll let you go. Sorry.
No, I'm not saying it's a gap year. But at
that's
the very
what it
least,
would be for Kyler.
Yeah, but at the very least for not Kansas for the City, Kansas like City. you put Kyler Murray in there, let him reestablish himself and everything. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work, okay, you got Patrick Mahomes coming back. Mm-hmm. If it does work, you got a formidable
I think
duo.
He's trying to find himself a home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One but year stop gonna, in Kansas City.
Is he going to find that? Because if Minnesota decides that they're going to go with J.J. McCarthy no matter
there's
what.
There's other teams. There's other teams that would be a great fit that isn't like a gap-like type of fit. I don't – only reason I want to let you finish, the only reason I just have a problem with that because Kyler Murray is 28 years old and in peak performance.
Of course.
We're getting 10 games out of him. But, 10 games will help Minnesota immensely. They also play in the similar conditions as Arizona, which is going to be – good for
and
him.
I want to bring up like Sam Darnold in this conversation because he was kind of amongst these quarterbacks. He hadn't been paid yet, but like he was kind of amongst these quarterbacks where he needs to find the right situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like the right situation for Kyler is because like you said, he's still so young. Mm-hmm. It's kind of have a year where it's like maybe you're not starting. Maybe it's up in there, but he can kind of get his shit together, get everything together and give it a full try next year. But I mean, but it's like you said, either or. I mean, he can contribute. He could contribute.
I think so.
Last year, like these last few years in Arizona, I feel like have been so, I don't want to say damaging to him because obviously I don't talk to him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No one talks to him. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know what his mental state is like right now or anything. I don't know how much of a toll that's taken on him because he didn't need to be benched for Jacoby Brissett. They just wanted to lose some fucking games. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Because the year before when he came back from his injury from, you know, blowing out his leg, he looked fine. He looked great. He carried, he got them to like, it was like 5 or 6 wins that year when they had none when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe he can contribute. I just don't know how much Arizona actually damaged him.
I like that. I like you don't know how much they damaged him, but you also have to remember that it was a hard stop for him and the organization. Yeah. It's not like his play has diminished in any kind of way. They just wanted to make sure that they're able to try to get whatever they can get, knowing that
and that's why,
they knew it was done with him.
And that's why I compared it to Sam Darnold because Sam Darnold, he got to see like a good franchise like the 49ers and stuff like that. And then he came in with the Seahawks and They won a fucking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, it wasn't only Sam Darnold, but I mean, Kyler, whether he goes to, I like the Vikings choice, though.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Vikings.
Because like I said, at the end of the day, that could just motivate JJ. Because like JJ ain't motivated. Who's behind him this year?
Ooh,
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, so he got hurt. Fucking,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that ain't going to motivate him to do shit. It just is what it is.
And then
Wentz was an MVP almost.
And then you got like people actually making comments that played with JJ.
Yeah.
So like at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, I'm
so
glad
like,
you brought that up.
Like,
that's
gotta,
mad. That's
like,
mad weird, right?
Yeah,
like you kind of got to talk about that.
Yeah,
gotta, at some
you know
point.
What I'm saying? So like at
you
the
got
end
Jefferson
of the day,
and I
it's
forgot.
Not his team.
If someone you know else was just like, oh, someone you know was throwing the ball just you know a little bit better. That's because that's all it comes down to with that team. They have a top defense. They have the right coaching in place. They got the O line. They got the the O line was it's a little mid, but their wide receivers, run game, they have all that. They just did not.
Yeah, and with the dual threat ability of Kyler, you know what I mean?
I love his game, man.
You know what I mean? It's just
that's why
me,
I say he was almost an MVP on 2 different occasions for a reason. Kyler, he has the game. I want him to kind of like, for me, it's more so I want him to take care of himself. I don't want him to just jump onto, you know, any team just for the sake of, you know, he's still
talented. He getting a bag no matter what. And, and the other part about it that I didn't say is that he already has 2 destinations that he has in mind. So he is still top flight and is sought. And it is already publicly said that he has destinations that he has in mind. I think that at the end of the day, it's more about what the scheme and the fit will be. But it's no question that we cannot – it's okay, right? It's okay to supplant JJ right now. It's just okay to let him actually thought, try to get better.
Well, that's right. What I thought they should have done last year.
It's
like,
literally okay.
It's like it's smacking you in the face that you should have gotten like Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that, but you it's suck okay. with
he
AJ.
Just wasn't ready.
Yeah, because he was coming off of a major injury, still hadn't started a game. We still don't know what we're expecting from him.
Yep.
But you have a Super Bowl team around him, and it just didn't work out. And he's obviously injury prone. He had, what, 4 different injuries this year?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so do you think Geno Smith lands on his feet somewhere?
Bro, the only person I see landing in a good spot is Kyler, bro. I think the year that Geno just had does not pique much interest around the league.
Yeah.
Tua there's still hope for. It's just the injury concern of him barely being on the field because of his
Matt's not going to get a lot of time to talk because me and Kem are about to argue about Tua, too.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, man, this is a convo that I didn't have a fucking leg in because I couldn't give a damn outside of Kyler here. Yeah, and I don't know about Geno, man.
Well, because my thing
he could find a backup role for sure in the league, but as a starter role, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
It's tough because you know he could still sling the rock. You know he could go to a team and make some noise.
He just didn't put a good campaign up to boost
his
stock.
Raiders were broken, man, and that was the thing.
True.
Like, he was like, I can't. Like he said, like I couldn't wait to get out of there. To like that's how he's feeling. But it's like he chose the goal. You knew they were a disaster, though, bro.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't got a single landing spot for Geno. He will get on a roster this year. Yeah. That's for
sure.
If
he wants to be.
If he wants to be on a roster, he'll get on a roster.
He's an old guy.
He's going to be a backup, though.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't see him being a starter anywhere. Two
of Maybe he's the one that the Chiefs get.
I was thinking...
They still got a top O-line. They still got players that he could throw to.
I don't know.
Wouldn't be a terrible idea. I'm just saying everybody to the Chiefs.
I guess. No, the only one that I think is going to get a fucking payday and find somewhere good is Kyler for sure.
Okay.
But y'all going about to a broken ass. I can't say his last name.
Tagovailoa.
That's the only name you know. What the fuck?
I was wrong.
No, that sounded closer than I
could. Tua Tagovailoa, I think. Well, that's because he was like one of my favorite quarterbacks coming out of college. And I'll transition.
And bro, like 4 years ago when he was having that crazy season.
He led the league in throwing
was
percentage.
Was it two?
Bro.
What a fall off. I thought it was like 4.
Yeah, I mean, it was the concussions, obviously.
No, yeah.
I think
he was getting a concussion every game.
I'm not going to piss you off, Ken, by saying he's going to go to a new team and succeed. I want to see what team he goes to and how he does because like, I've always believed in Tua. I've always believed in his ability. I was one of his biggest fans coming out of college because I love his story. Everything he's come back from, the hip injury, you know, just everything. I still think he's got something to give. I mean, I think when it comes to the Dolphins, you saw it this year. They're very toxic. They were a very poorly run organization. They tried to run it back onto something we all knew shouldn't have been run back. When we talk about, you know, Mike McDaniel, like if they were to get rid of Tua, they should have done it last year. Mike McDaniel, they should have done it last year. Tyreek Hill, they should have done it last year. But here they are. They're left with nothing. Literally fucking nothing the Dolphins are left with now. They're going to be probably the worst team in the NFL next
year. There was rumors of the Patriots trying to go get Tyreek Hill. I was like, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
So how do you feel about the two?
So real quick, man, just to be fair, right? Just to be fair.
Of course, that's what we are on this podcast.
Tua, right? Like, listen, lifetime, right? He has a 98.5 passer rating, right?
Yeah. Which is okay.
Okay.
That's right. Cool. Pretty now, okay. I think 92.3 is average,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Above
right?
average. Yeah. Well so above.
If we think about it, right? Like, I'm not going to be funny or try to really take too much away from Tua, right? What I'm going to say about Tua that I really appreciate is his timing, right?
Yes.
His timing was one of the most impressive things that we were able to see about Tua.
And that was learned over time, too.
Oh, let me finish. Thank you. Right? That timing was also developed by a coach who had a scheme for him that did not allow him to throw over 25 to 30 yards, right? Yeah. In that, and in those times where we saw he did throw over that, we see a lot of wobbly balls. We see Tyreek Hill or Waddle having to come back for some of these passes, right?
Yeah, like, for a lot. Yeah.
Okay, like, let's fair. Be a bit fair in that, right? In our what we saw. Now, when you guys just highlighted about last season, about it being toxic, Tua is actually being paid over $50 million a season.
And he had like a $500,000 season. I understand that.
Okay. So when we're speaking about toxicity.
It was a bad year.
There was a time where I think that he was leaning towards trying to actually lead this team. Yeah. Yes. I think that he has a bit of an awkward personality as it pertains to
You see that. They kept throwing him in front of
players
the press
and stuff like
over
that.
And, over,
and even just, you know, it's not a question that he's not a football player, but the amount of time he's had these concussions too, y'all. We can't, like the things that we've seen, we know, I'm not even going to front. Let's keep it real. Fuck it. The bag that Tua got, he got that bag as a, how would you say it? Like, they felt sorry for him.
A sympathy bag?
Yeah, that was definitely a sympathy bag.
No offense, I don't think you sympathy give anybody $50 million.
Listen, he had two of them concussions in that for this franchise. No, I understand what you're trying to say in the funny perspective, but in a realistic perspective,
he didn't deserve the money.
That first round pick and getting them concussions with the flashes that he had, they paid him as a sympathy portion. Yeah. What he had went through with Minnesota's defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, who was actually fired for actually treating him the way that he should have been treated. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Being a rook and things of that nature was highlighted, you know what I mean, with some of this culture that we have now to try to
the make it, culture.
You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of crazy. Yeah. But at the end of the day, man, I love the timing. I love the accuracy at the height. But I also believe that the downside.
You saw one of the worst quarterbacks ever last year.
Like, you know what I mean? And then it's just horrible, man.
Because, I mean, I truly believe if Tua did play better, they probably would have made the playoffs. They were there.
Yeah,
they were only,
man. But
they were, what, 7-9?
Yeah, he's never won in the cold. Like, he's never, like, it's too many things. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally
too many variables that. If all of them aren't in his favor, then he's just
like, and that's my thing. That's like, the only pass that I guess I would give to Tua is the cold thing. Because, like, I feel like as a team, they need to prepare for that. And I felt like every time the team got into the cold weather, they were just done. Like, they didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you consider that, like, I would say, what, maybe more than half of the teams are up north of the northern United States, especially in the east. Like, I feel like they got to be ready for that. You know,
the Rams
as a team.
Are.
Yeah, that, and, but
Houston
they,
are.
But you know, because, like, with Sean McVay and all that, they ready for that. You know what I'm saying? But Miami, it's like they get into every time through.
Even the other Florida teams are.
Yes.
And I don't know.
You seen something last year.
And I don't know.
Trevor
what they,
and them got busy.
And I don't know what they do to prepare, but, like, you know, Miami specifically, they could have done way better over these last few years. And that's my only thing. I agree with you. I think Tua definitely did not deserve that big contract. I definitely agree that he was terrible last year. But I also agree that, like, that franchise was so fucked that I want. My hope is that he gets another chance.
Yeah, coming out of that Brian Flores shit is why he got that bag. Yeah. Getting them concussions, coming out of what happened with Brian Flores, Flores literally suing the NFL. You know what I mean? All of that stuff that happened.
And it's funny because Flores continues to run one of the best defenses in the NFL.
That's what he does. Like, that's what he does.
Specialty,
so it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But that's how I feel about that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like, y'all already know, I don't like giving those type of opinions, but when it is what it is, it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's why
is.
We're here to have a different conversation.
That's what it is, bro. Let's go.
You're such a cornball.
So let's talk about it. So as we record, it is Friday. Jason Tatum is returning to the Boston Celtics tonight.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going to happen. God forbid something can go wrong in the game or he can go off for 50 or something. Something crazy could happen. It won't be a part of this
episode.
He goes
off for 50.
You know what I mean? Like, anything can happen. So we're just going to give our take to how we feel of what's going to happen or anything before that game is played. So how are you guys feeling about the Jason Tatum return? I know there's been talks about it being too early. There's talks about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown getting along. There's just talks about everything. How do you feel about it? What are your expectations and how do you
I think
about it?
Can we
probably
break down all three questions and answer one at a
time? I'll run through them all real quick. First off, I think he's probably going to play like 22 minutes tonight.
Yep.
They're going to start
take
him
his
off
over,
slow.
Take his overs betting just in case.
He might. Because
they're going to be
at
like 12.
He might not even start. Who knows? And, bro, if he puts up 16 points on good efficiency and just shows that he's there and active and that his body doesn't look hurt, that's a win. That's a win all around for the league, for the Celtics, for everybody, for fans. Bro, the Jaylen Brown shit, and we've talked about it. We're like, yeah, I was trying to start something like a month ago. Like, is it really, is it Jaylen Brown? Bro, they're brothers, man. They've been on this, in this shit for years together. That's not really a concern of mine. What else were you saying? Too early. Everyone keeps bringing up KD and everything. And even before you got here, me and Kem had SportsCenter, ESPN on one of the two, something. And somebody was talking about, well, KD, it was 529 days. Well, KD also tore his Achilles in June 2019.
Yeah.
What happened the season after June 2019? COVID.
Yeah.
He was supposed to return late that season, and then there was a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? Teams went to the fucking bubble.
Yeah.
Guess what teams were at the bubble? Good teams. Guess what teams weren't good?
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets, because fucking Kyrie. It was just fucking Kyrie.
KD. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then guess what? The season didn't start till, like, what, December? Of the end of that year, the next season.
That was a weird time.
So, like, KD was a year and a half because COVID happened, not because he needed that. He was ready to ramp up that spring. Kobe Bryant, around the same time frame. DeMarcus Cousins, around the same time frame. Yes, did they come back good? No, because Kobe Bryant was old as shit, and DeMarcus Cousins is a big. That matters. Other players that have come back and were good have happened around the same time span that Jason Tatum came back. The medical staff says he's ready. It's Boston's medical staff. It's not like
Atlanta's. Yeah, I don't think they would throw him out there unless he was ready. Like, that's your cornerstone franchise guy right there.
Yeah, and
that's why anyone saying he's coming back too early, like, if he's looked
good in fives and he shows no disgruntlement or irritation, then I don't see all the panic about him.
Yeah.
And hey, man, I just, the more players that are not injured, the better the league is. So bring him back, man. If the Celtics can go on a run and somehow miracle this out and win a title, this is a story.
That's
and
what
we love. All NFL season, we were talking about the story that could happen if certain things happen. Yeah. And that would just be a fun story.
The stories are starting to mold here. And would it hurt me, though? I love it.
I'm a Laker fan. That would hurt me. But hey, it would be a story. Yeah.
I mean, you know, for me, I like that he's coming back. It's like you said. I don't think I'm too worried about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They obviously, like, Mazzulla has proven that he is a great
coach of the year,
leader of men, coaches. So I think as Tatum gets better and starts taking more shots, he's going to make sure that's all managed.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Perfectly. I'm not worried about him coming back too early. If it's destined for him to get hurt again, it is. It's probably going to happen. He's probably going to get a minor injury. That's normally what happens to everyone after they tear their Achilles. They get some kind of, like, calf strain or something when they start actually, like, going hard, like, playing 40 minutes in games. And, you know, if he does get hurt, there's going to be discourse against Boston, but I think that would be unfair to Boston because they're Boston. Like, literal MLB players go to Boston to figure out their fucking arms when their arms fall off. So Boston has the fucking best doctors. My actual thought on it, though, I mean, yeah, it's a story. And I'm mad that you brought it up first. We're sitting here and we could be getting delivered one of the best sports stories that we've ever seen. And
That's heavy. So what were the questions again?
It was kind of just like, how do you feel about Jason Tatum returning? How do you feel about the discourse with him and Jaylen Brown? And, you know, do you think it's too early? You know, all the bullshit narratives that are out there.
Damn, I was trying to look for a fuck out of here, fuck out of here, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, real, real simple shit.
Real rap.
You know
what I mean? He, like, just said what I said, but in the most real, real way possible.
Like, simple shit. Like, so real quick, I'm only expecting 20 minutes out of this.
Exactly.
Right? 10 minutes a half or so, right? 10 minutes a half, let's say We know JT, he liked to jack it up. I'm happy to see him back. I'm saying, he said 16, I'm going to say 13 and a half, 14. Somewhere, same realm, right? Around 4 points away, anyway, a variable of that, right?
100%,
100%. I love that take right there from both of you. I also agree, we already know, we already synced up with that. It's Joe Mazzulla's team, and those are his fighters. You understand what I'm saying? Like, regardless, you know what I mean? It's Joe Mazzulla's team. Anybody that ever tries to put discourse within that has never, you know what 100%. I mean, been a part of anything like that, whereas though you already know that that dude was probably, they was on the phone every time Jalen was cooking somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I can't wait to get back. Like,
100%.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because like, so, there's no way you're Jason Tatum, and while your team is lighting the fuck up, you're sitting there salty. There's no way.
There's no way around. There's no way. All you're seeing is the gray area now.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, once I get back,
you can do. Yes, that's all you're
seeing. Especially because now that Jaylen Brown is actually a solidified, legitimate scoring threat now. I mean, he was before, but now it's much more.
Now he's a superstar.
Yeah, and because he's doing it both ways and it's not looking rushed. It's not looking at all.
That's going to make Jaylen Brown even better.
Like, that's the best part about the development in this particular season.
Someone like Tatum, he has all these stats and everything assembled. Like, the more rings he get, his case is building.
Yeah, top five. Like, it ain't like top five, top five. That's why I'm like, fuck out of here. But what I will say is what I am want to make sure I look at for sure, though, fellas, is like making sure that he's not playing as if he's favoring, you know what I mean, the Achilles. I have to see him playing carefree in these limited minutes. Yeah. I don't want to see him playing as if he's tentative.
Yeah, like he's not trying.
Don't
like,
avoid
one of his
doing
best
what
he
do.
Yeah, I don't want him thinking about hurting himself
going downhill
again.
And like driving
at
into the basket.
And
that's,
you understand
and
what I'm
realistically,
saying?
So, like you see it a lot with big men.
Yes.
Like AD was a huge example. Once he had that big injury to one of his ankles or maybe it was his calf. I think it was his ankle. He stayed like mid-range and perimeter a lot. And it's because he didn't want to go and get injured. And that's why he was like, bro, I don't want to do center. I don't want to be center. I want to be power forward. And so you don't want to see these stars, once they get a big injury, it changes their game and they don't be as effective anymore because they're scared of getting hurt. And AD didn't want to go up for a damn rebound and land somebody's ankle again and tear his fucking ankle apart. So you don't want to see Jason Tatum come back and change his game in a way that hurts.
No.
Yeah, because I'll say that.
No, and he won't be starting. I don't think he'll be starting.
Yeah,
right away.
I think he'll come off the bench.
Maybe give him a couple of games. Yeah, they already moved Peyton Pritchard. They already moved him.
Vucevic said they had come off the bench.
Right? Yes, they and they got the other guy starting. What's his name? Like Heeman or Herman or like his Neater. It's a weird name, but they even took Pritchard out, put him in. So they're already gearing up for like a, you know what I mean? Like a just great a second unit. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. To actually aid him, you know what I'm saying, in his comeback. So it's going to be good basketball. But now my last point that I'll make on this is that at the end of the day, again, y'all said it all, though. It's nothing to really say about the story that it could be. I think that it's not really that much of a story, guys, because these niggas been good. They've been good.
I think the only part of it that makes it a story
is Jason Tatum's story, I think.
No, yes, but I think it's the fact that coming into the season, everyone thought they were going to be a bottom team in the East. And the story of Jaylen Brown's emergence to keep them more than afloat in time for Jason Tatum to come back and all of it lining up. If it were all to succeed and them end
that's
up in championship.
I love the coach,
I think the whole thing around.
I think
around,
you don't give those guys enough credit, man.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla and his team. Joe Mazzulla and his team. And it's funny, too, because the first year Brad Stevens left the coaching position and went up to GM. And Joe Mazzulla was the head coach. And then they fell short.
Udoka for a year.
Yeah, it was.
Before Udoka was
fucking people's
was
lives.
Doing Udoka ass running. Things. Mm-hmm. You're right. Once Udoka left and they brought Joe Mazzulla up, that first year they fell short in the playoffs and everyone
thought
Joe Mazzulla was dog shit. Me included. I was platform. I was on this platform saying Joe Mazzulla cannot be a head coach in this league after that first season, which was unwarranted because it was 1 year. And hey, I will say 100% I was fucking wrong. Joe Mazzulla, as quirky as he is and as fucking just not serious as he is to media, he's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, because especially when he was getting fucking out-coached by Tom Thibodeau, I was like, whoa, that was a little weird.
Man.
All right, so what we want to do on this episode, and that's why it's called Different or Not, we did one for humans. It was one of the great, well, the sports players are humans too. We did one for non-sports people. It was great.
Just said we did one for humans.
It was fun. It was great. But we want to do it for sports. Now we did it over a few episodes. That drags out. We want to make an actual official list. Like
30 episodes. Yeah.
So what we're gonna do is we're all gonna come up with our consensus top 10 NBA players of all time. Not in order, because that would literally take us the rest of the episode and arguments and research that we're not willing to do at this current moment. So we're just gonna give a generic. These are the top 10, whatever order you guys want to put them in. You guys can argue about that. So let's get to it. And those 10 are going to be different automatically. And then we're just going to go back and forth.
All right, well, bang out top three. We got, in no order, Mike Jordan. Yeah, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe.
Okay.
We got...
And you would agree? Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
In the top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Magic.
Magic. Okay.
We got Curry.
Steph. And you would agree with the Steph take?
In top 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got Kareem. Mm-hmm. Shaq.
Yeah.
Kim. Shaq top 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Bird.
Yeah.
All right, so that's 8.
Okay. So then two names we got to figure out the bottom two.
Do we got Duncan, yeah, Russell, so it's gotta or Wilt? Which Duncan, two of those three, in my opinion?
Duncan, Wilt, Russell.
I think it's two of those
three. Jokic ain't ahead of them yet?
No, hell no. No.
I'm just trying to think of everyone. KD's not in that top.
Tim
10.
Got 5 rings, man, and 2 MVPs. Even though
I think Tim's in automatically. Tim's in?
Yeah,
Tim's
even
in?
Though I took so him out of Biller, I, you know, Will. And what we spoke about before, what I said about Tim was only based on the actual, you know what I mean, skill set. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean, over the big ticket. Like his system dominance helped. Okay. I mean, you got Bill Russell with 11, right? But wait. Don't do that.
I'm letting you talk, gang. Yeah, talk, right, big dog.
Listen, yeah, listen, man. He got 11 championships, known as the greatest winner in sports history. But we also got to think about the competition at that time. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that many teams. Stacked. Something we'll get into later in the episode, right? Because my gang wanted us to talk about something here. But, hey, man.
But we agree with those 9?
Yeah.
Those 9 are definite.
Yes. Yeah, why don't we let the people throw the 10th in there?
Will or Bill or whoever?
Yes.
Okay.
If don't hit me. The only other option would be Hakeem in my eyes. But
let's see what they come up with.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people are going to make the argument for KD.
Yes, Jokic, I want to see what they come up with.
All right, so who's your 10th? I'm not going to lie. I'm a Will over Bill Russell guy, but that's just because whenever I watched him, I just like watching Wilt.
And all the stories about how people explain Wilt and like
they made him otherworldly.
And people gotta like understand what Bill Russell, like if you look back in history, like they were like the first team to figure out how to put together a basketball team. That's why they just
were they? Yeah. They put 9 Hall of Famers on the court.
Yeah. I think like for different or not, I think we can include those 11.
That's yes. Different. Yeah.
And we're not going to say Will or Bill Russell isn't.
100%. Those are the definitive different players in NBA history.
So now what we're going to do is all of us, one at a time, we're going to pick a name. We're going to debate.
We're just
going to
randomly throw out names?
Yes. And we'll start with you, Cam.
What randomly name? Randomly throw out name at what?
Like, are they different or not?
So basically, you, me, and Matt, we're just going to keep spitting out basketball players. We got to say if they're different or not. If they're
how many
different,
we each
included.
Doing?
Oh, man, this is going to be – why do I got to go first? This is going to be
– I can go first. I can go first.
Yeah. Kevin Hayes going first. All right. That's our going first guy.
All right, I'm not going to start with him. All right. Chuck. Charles Barkley.
Which Chuck? Oh, Chuck is Bubba Chuck is AI.
No, I forgot motherfuckers do call AI
Chuck.
That's literally
Chuck.
Right.
Yeah. Chuck is, all right, okay.
Whenever I say Chuck, okay. I mean Charles.
Charles Barkley.
Sir Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, I mean,
round mound or rebound.
Like, unfortunately, he didn't win a ring, but it's just how it is in sports. Sometimes it's just not meant to be.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He was a dominant force. He was smaller than a lot of these guys.
He was banging
in there with the big guys.
He was a 4 at 6'5".
And that was one of the most physical eras of basketball. Mm-hmm. And he was in there like smaller than everyone, kind of just...
That's why when Zion was coming into the league and everybody wanted to say like Larry Johnson and Larry Nance and this and that, I was like, bro, he's Chuck. He's 100%.
I mean, he kind of
he's Charles Barkley. Yeah, well, yeah. I was like, he's Charles Barkley build to a T, just way more fucking prone to running through a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he was just one of those guys where unfortunately Michael Jordan is just fucking winning everything. So yeah, that was just mm-hmm. it just was
Jordan.
What it was.
Jordan stopped a lot of people from being even greater. Mm-hmm. All right, who you got?
Okay. Well, we talked about him last episode, so I'll give the easy one. Chris Paul. He just retired.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. We said yeah. He was
yeah, we already put him in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely different.
100%. He copped out easy there.
Oh yeah, well
we already said he was.
I was under pressure.
Pressure. You went second.
I don't know. I couldn't.
You came out of the second.
That's funny.
You came up with the segment.
Yeah, no, Chris Paul, definitely different. Like I said, just like Charles Barkley, it just wasn't meant to be when it came to winning a ring.
Damn.
There was just a lot of things that happened where he didn't win, but you can't deny the talent, man. Okay. One of the best shooters, one of the best scorers, one of the best passers, one of the best defenders, all put together in a one very tiny guy. And yeah, not tiny. I think he's probably taller than me.
He's 6 foot flat.
But generous. And that's the narrative that not anyone really talks about is that all these smaller guys like Isaiah Thomas, Derrick Rose, you know, all the Russell Westbrook before his random recent defensive surge, they were all Trae Young, all stereotyped as because they're that short, they can't fucking play defense.
Russell Westbrook.
So, yeah, why. Thank you, Matt.
Russell Westbrook, 6'3", 6'4".
Yes,
and the first half of his career, he was a defensive menace.
Yeah, okay. Please.
When you said Russ, I was like, whoa.
My fault.
He's not
my
in fault. Any category when you put him with these other guys.
And he's not a short guy. He's 6'4".
The only category you could put him in is a low 3-4 percentage as a point guard. That's probably his worst.
Fair. So we got Chuck and Chris Paul. Who are you throwing?
So listen, man, I'm going to go back in the day for y'all. Yeah, I'm going to start with Clyde Drexler.
Oh, ooh, that's interesting.
That's a good one.
That's good. Man. Well, how do you personally feel about that? Since you're the one
I think he's different.
Okay.
Without a goddamn question.
Give us a little history. Because I need to be convinced.
So listen, man, my laptop is right here. At any point, you can go ahead and pull up, and I want you to just go ahead to Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter in Portland.
Okay.
Real talk, right? Okay. Look at Clyde skywalking and everything like that back in those days along with his offensive potency. Yeah. This is Portland before Dame time, right? This is the original, know what I mean? I'm being for real, right? Whenever you guys have a chance, right? And then he couldn't get it initially, so he had to go down to Houston, right? Like, you got to think.
He helped them.
He was able to get it when Mike was off.
Yeah.
Because again, people couldn't get it while he was there, but you had to see Ron Harper and Clyde, you understand, back in the day. So there was this crazy comparison, you know what I mean, because of how they flew, and I'm just going to end it here. There was a crazy comparison because West Coast and East Coast, remember, we're East Coast, so Chicago was going to be dominant once Mike got big anyway because of how TV is shown, right?
Right.
So we wouldn't be able to catch Portland anyway unless it was through highlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was, there are...
He's a lot better than I thought.
What? Yeah.
I thought he was. I thought he was good.
Oh, I was about to say, huh? So anyway, I'm gonna leave it there. Clyde Drexler.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a top 10 shooting guard of all time.
Yeah. I mean, you pull up his stats. He's had a lot of Iron Man years where he played every single fucking game, and the fact that he could play every single game and still average 20 to 27, almost won MVP in 91, 92, a lot of NBA teams, a lot of All Star selections.
Mm-hmm.
You bring up the good point. He went over there to Houston and helped
and
them.
He got his.
Yeah, helped them get over the
dream. You know what I mean? Like,
shot 47%. One of the first guys that was really shooting threes back there early in the 90s.
Yes. Go ahead, boy. Talk to him for me.
Son's just finding all this out there.
Yeah, talk to him for me.
It's kind of refreshing my memory about Clyde Drexler. Mm-hmm. And then I think the one biggest thing, too, was that there wasn't no one that really rivaled Michael Jordan's athleticism.
And it was Clyde. Because y'all know how I feel about Mike.
It was Dominique and Clyde.
But listen, y'all know how I feel about Mike.
Yeah.
Clyde is different once he was able to get one. But until then, he was not different because he couldn't, like...
He couldn't get past.
They had him like this, but Mike was just doing this.
Just better and better.
Matter how good he was, Mike was always better.
I'll give it to you. Say it. He's different.
He's a top 8 shooting guard of all time. Yeah, he is. Yes.
Back to you. Okay.
It was never in contention for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Clyde is one of them dogs, man.
Yeah.
I will go with Elgin Baylor.
Ooh.
Take it real back.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to say he's different, right? Yes. He's one of the first Lakers legends like ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'll say it would be like George Mikan. And then the next era would be Jerry West, Elgin, Wilt,
Gail
Goodrich.
Elgin Baylor's like that guy where if you're talking about like some of the best, you know, bigger men, you know, of all time.
Yeah.
People, well, I'll say he was a power forward at like 6'6 as well. Yeah. He was a 4'3, he was a 3'4, but he jumped back and forth. But yeah, he was putting up stat lines like 34 and 17. Like he was a bug out too. Given it was a, it tells you like how shit was in those eras for sure.
Right.
With people putting up stat lines like that, where minimal competition as far as like how many teams you get to play, and when you play the same fucking 9 team or 8 teams, 20 games a season because it's 80 games.
I fuck with that.
And then you're playing these 8 teams only, so you're playing them each 10 times.
Did you grow up watching Elgin, or was that like a little bit before?
God,
no, no, I'm asking. Like,
well, for real. Bro, do you know the era?
It was like 80. Like,
it was 60s.
Oh my God, 60s. My mother
wasn't even bro, I got you, bro. I got you.
Never He's wild. Never mind.
He said 80s. Never mind. 80s is magic and worthy. So,
I guess my question is, when you were growing up on basketball, how did they talk about Elgin Baylor then? Because it was a little bit closer.
I didn't give a shit about that when I was watching basketball at that time.
Did a lot of people give a shit about
that? No. Nobody. Like, how do you care? You see what you just did when I brought up Clyde Drexler? Why would I care about Mike if you care about Luca right now in your era?
And also,
you understand what I'm saying?
Let's say in the late 80s.
Once I'm really want to know the history of my organization, of course, you know the name and stuff like that, but that isn't the era that I'm following. I'm following Magic and Cooper and
James Worthy. Yeah, and let's talk about, like, and, you know, in the late 80s, where he's falling in love with the game of basketball, it wasn't accessible as much to go and find 60s
stats,
highlights.
Not the stats. Like, not the stats. You can get a highlight here and there because of the organization. You know what I mean? Like the
I would say until this modern era.
But it's like
era,
how you just did it. It's like it's literally like you just did it. You care about what you care about until somebody brings it to your attention. And then it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just, like, for some reason, I thought he was like 70s, early 80s.
Fuck, no.
Damn, early 80s? What like are you talking about?
Like, I thought he retired in the early 80s.
He retired in like 68.
Yes, that's like late merger shit, bro.
I'm deleting all that.
If not early.
Please, yes.
If not early. No, don't delete that. Fuck out of here. This motherfucker be controlling the edits. He be wrong so much and then just cut it the fuck out.
It never comes out.
No,
it never comes out.
You better fucking keep it. There's mad times he's like, nah,
but he asked me mad serious.
That's why I had to cut it off quick.
I'm like,
to defend your, because I can see your face. I was like, this motherfucker is about to blow up.
I deserve this. Yes. Yeah. Now
he's like, Kem, what was it like?
Now, like, listen, what? If you guys are liking this, make sure you guys like and subscribe, leave some feedback. This is what needs to happen when them idiots on ESPN do shit like that, bro. Like, they need to get.
I had to defend Kem's honor for one time.
I'm saying, this is what needs to happen in sports media. We're trying to change. We're trying
the
to
old jokes are
media.
Getting crazy.
Yes, my fault. That was, I apologize.
You literally trying to hang me out right
there. I'll say Dirk Nowitzki.
We already talked about this.
He's already in the hall. He's already on the thing.
Well, no, this is our new, this is of the official hall right here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, so we might recycle some. All right, yeah, Dirk for sure. One of the greatest playoff to finals runs of all time, if not arguably the greatest.
Okay, I'm actually not even going to dispute that, man. When you think about the legends he killed in that run.
Yeah, on that run, it's fucking disgusting.
It is probably, and I might have, you know what I mean, depending on how much of this you guys have checked out, I'm probably going back on my words after watching it again. That is definitely... Definitely.
I feel like you said it was. But the okay. First time we about
that is definitely, literally
one of the best runs ever.
It is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were already.
Okay.
It was like a bunch of old guys went to the bar one night. They were like, you know what? Let's bar hop one last time.
And then they bar hopped all night.
They won a fucking championship. Night, yeah. They realized they still had it for that night.
Yeah, Dirk is a top 4 power forward of all time.
Yeah. Now, I have an interesting question for you guys.
Top five.
This is a what if. This might be a little short worthy, or maybe it's the stupidest question.
Okay.
If Dirk does not win that ring, how do you think his legacy would have been talked about?
It still would have been a great legacy.
He would have just been like Chuck.
Yeah. It still would have been a great
legacy. Still one of the greatest shooting big men ever.
Like,
one
especially first, where he came from, how he came, how he got good.
Walking
like,
into games with the cookout, please.
Yes. And you got to remember, he was Jokic before Jokic.
Yes.
He was Jokic. Like, his development and everything is like
he
Jokic
birthed
he,
that whole, like.
Yes.
Like, yeah, there was European players before him 100%, but he birthed the how seamless it can be coming into the league as a young Euro player and developing into a legitimate bona fide superstar.
Yes. Thank you for understanding that. Exactly. Yes. 100%. That development that you got from him. Oh, man.
Yeah. Because he didn't come just...
Him and Jokic are the best that ever did it.
Yeah, he didn't just pull up and just be that. Mm-hmm. Took like 3 good years for him to develop into
similar
that.
To Giannis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Giannis too. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
100%.
I think because 100%. He's black, I don't consider you...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus terms and conditions apply.
Europeanism, but absolutely.
Yeah. Those yeah people three, don't think about it.
Yes. Yes. That often for that sure.
He's Euro.
Those
he's
three,
100%
bro.
Euro.
Yes, yeah. sir. Without right. a question.
Who you got?
Oh, man. Damn. Y'all just had me going for a minute, so I didn't yeah. have one locked in. So listen, I'm going to just go down.
Because well, yeah, what I'm trying in. To do is I'm like, I know these, and then I'll cut this out, but like, mm-hmm. I know these different or nots aren't necessarily short worthy. So I'm going to try to still ask a question that could spark a little bit.
All right. So listen, I think yeah. I am going to ask about another elder statesman, right? I'm going to stay on that West Coast, right? And I'm going to go with J.R. Ryder.
Ooh.
J.R. Ryder.
Okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I got them going in the phones.
Yes.
Yes.
I know he was flashy. I know about
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was a dog.
Mm-hmm. Let the people hear what you pull up too. Because I love
your career. This is
that's convert. What's getting yes. me. I would say he didn't have like a. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mm-hmm. think he's different?
I would say no.
No.
No. Okay.
Just not enough. They are too many. It's mm-hmm. the Brandon Roy thing, but I think we said Brandon Roy, yes, but there was other players who same type of
Brandon
thing
Roy got knocked no. off by Dirk in that run, bro.
Yes, yeah.
So he
yeah.
was supposed to be there regardless of that. Like, yeah. The only thing about Ryder, he didn't have that kind of run. He never made no. it that far in the playoffs where no. you actually saw him, you know what I mean, at the
he
top
just doesn't
of the
have heat. He doesn't have the
he was that
quantity
guy for a
the
minute.
Fit, the quality. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'll agree with you.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big name, though.
Fire,
had a,
brother.
Had a cool little career, put
Fire,
up some
brother.
Highlights. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what's like. I always remember when people bring up J.R. Ryder, I just mm-hmm. remember the highlight
brother.
Tapes I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Not different.
Okay.
I don't want this to all be, like, definite yeses.
Mm-hmm.
But we do gotta establish the hall, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. So I want to get those guys that might be on the cusp and... for us to get
mm-hmm.
either in or out. I'm going to say Pau Gasol. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Look, the
fired.
Way he just looked at me.
I'm
going to say different or not, Pau Gasol.
This is a good one. This is a really, really good
one. He definitely can be a Hall of Famer. He's part
I think
of
he's
two
a Hall
great
of Famer.
Championships.
Yeah.
Before he pulled up to the Lakers, he was doing his own thing. He was an all-star.
We can't get emotional about this. I know he was a Laker, Kobe's guy.
Yeah, no, you don't even got to. You don't even got to. You don't even got to do that. DJ
You're one of the
Adler.
Greatest Euro players of
yeah.
all time.
I love it. You don't even have to.
Mm-hmm.
For Spain, he was amazing.
I want to hear what my boy got to say.
Me or him?
Him.
Me.
I want to hear him. I want to hear what he got to say this time.
Trying to make the right decision here. I'm gonna start this. I will say that he is different, and my reasoning to be that he is different. It's just he was Mr. Consistent. He was always there. He was always getting gritty in the paint. He was always putting on. I think he, even though as much as I say that Kobe carried that team
mm-hmm.
to those two championships, obviously Pau Gasol played a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was also after he left the Lakers when he had those random years, you know, with Chicago, and he was absolutely lighting it the fuck up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
yeah, he went back to being an all-star.
Yeah,
in Chicago.
Everything that, you know, bridging overseas to the NBA, he was a big part of that too. I'm gonna say different, but like probably like the most borderline different player.
That's why I had to bring him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's different
like
for
that.
Me for sure, and it's tough for me because
yeah.
there is the bias in there, and he's one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah.
And but I just love
he's a dog. He's a really nice guy. Too,
he
you know?
Was a dog. He still had the defensive fundamentals. He averaged 2 blocks a game,
yeah.
but then also he was one of the better passing big men of his era. He could stretch a little bit. He could pull out to the midi. His fucking inside fundamentals were
yes.
crazy. And then, yeah, you got 2 rings, plethora yeah. of all-stars. Yeah, I'm going to say different.
Okay. What you got, Ken?
Easy, yeah.
Easy?
Different. This
oh,
is no
okay.
bias or nothing to it.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Different for sure.
All right, so I'm going to go with... I'll give an easy one. Hakeem Olajuwon.
This motherfucker
yeah.
is a...
Motherfucker is just
this motherfucker.
This motherfucker just picking the easy ones. Yes, the dream.
Yes, I'm not gonna make a take.
The dream is my 12th greatest player of all time.
12th. That is very specific. Who's 11? Oh, we will.
Bill Russell or Will? Okay, one of the two. It'd be Bill Russell's 11.
Yeah, Hakeem's always someone that I've tried to sneak in.
Hakeem is my 12 by
top
far.
10. I love the moves. Mm-hmm. Like
Hakeem's my favorite center of all time.
When I made every time I made a center in 2K, it was always centered around.
Yeah, being Hakeem is easily my favorite center of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
Definitely.
And you're obviously yes. Yes. Go, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, this is easy. This is easy one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on me to pick.
Yeah. Well, so how many are we doing these?
Just keep going.
Okay,
so we're going for a little bit.
All right, bet. All right, so
like I said, I want to establish that hall, and then every episode after we do a little bit different or not segment of people we missed.
I got one for you guys. I'm gonna go with the legend on two coasts. Right, the most recent coast is going to be on the east, but I'm staying in the old vein. Xavier McDaniels.
Ooh. Yeah. He was a phenomenal role player.
Yeah, this is about being different or not too. So it's going to be from role players in there, right?
Yeah, and there's got to be some make different
that
role players.
And we got to make that decision if, like, you know, role players are a part of being different. With
they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah,
are.
Of course.
Because Ron, in my opinion, this is just an example, and we're going to get to it. Rondo's different.
Oh, we can have that.
Hell yeah.
And he's,
we don't even have to do that.
No, I mean, for me, it's a debate. I mean, I could get convinced, but, like, for me, I don't think it's so set in stone.
What?
Like,
Rondo different as fuck.
Okay.
And he's a role player
for sure. I think
we've
actually went through this a couple of times
with Rondo?
Yeah. Yes, we talked about Rondo.
We've been talking about Rondo a lot on this bitch.
Yes, but I remember
let's
one
get back
time.
To Xavier.
Anyway, nah, yeah.
We'll have that
I
argument.
I think we tried
we'll
to convince him with Rondo before. You know what I'm saying? When highlighting Doc.
Yeah, you might be right, actually. You might be right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Let me just pull
I'll pull up his stats real quick.
I think I'm saying quick because of what my eyes is telling me too, man. And you're did y'all say different or not for Xavier McDaniels?
I didn't answer yet because like I said, I remember him being a great role player.
I just don't know any of his like accolades. I know his stats, but his accolades a one time All Star.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
Now, when we get into role players, I don't know how many of them gonna have All Star appearances.
Right.
Oh no, and that's understandable.
We might get some six man of the years. You know what I mean? Different things like that. But
he was a part of that Seattle run.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said the legend on two coasts.
Yeah, the Knicks too.
Mm-hmm.
Averaged about 20 in that playoff run with the Supersonics. Mm-hmm. I think I said Seahawks.
So I would kind of put him in like a. Just because he was not a great team. Who would I kind of compare him to?
All right, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to put this all up to you. I'm going to say no, but that's no disrespect. I love the player that he is.
That's absolutely fine.
Great
that's
role
what
player.
We're doing.
Yeah, great role player. Mm-hmm. I love his stats. When you go back and watch his highlights, he was tough. but I don't know. I'm not moved.
He's one of those, like, he can be a perfect third option.
Before you guys get mad at me for... making it obvious.
No.
So Dumars, Isaiah Thomas, and who you got, Kim?
All right, so who I'm going to go with right here, man, I'm going to say Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. He one of the biggest shots of all time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, on top of that, like, even if he didn't have that shot, I would say different because his game has been one of the most beautiful basketball games I think I've ever laid my eyes on. Like, he's the one highlight tape I could sit there and watch for probably an hour straight. The only one. Besides maybe like Kevin Durant and Derrick Rose and shit like that. Top five talented player ever. Just obviously, would you have liked to see Kyrie's career go a little differently? Absolutely. Would you like to see him on the court a little bit more? Absolutely. But you can't take away from the talent. He did achieve a ring. His career is still going. He could still be old man Kyrie and run up some more numbers.
Uncle Drew.
I think he's absolutely a Hall of Famer. Is that a different conversation? Do we think he,
we'll have to have that. Okay. He still got some years to play. You know what I'm saying? But he's different.
Absolutely.
HOF, he got a little bit of work to do. But
I
love this brother. Another Jersey guy. Shout out, Kai. But at the end of the day, that's why I wanted to put him out here because I definitely wanted to hear y'all say some of that shit, right? That's why I wanted to break from the old because I know when I get into anything new, I'm going to hear everything y'all really feel about that shit, right? So knowing that you already have him in the HOF, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Well, you just said, like, the being able to watch his game no matter when he's playing, right? Yeah. Or when you've watched him playing, it's very linear. It's very straight across. It's easy, like you said, it's really easy to watch.
And he's one of the most pleasing players to watch ever.
Yes, yeah. Bro. And you get to see in that seamlessness, max effort all the time, but literally controlled. Yeah. It's so,
best handles, best it's handles
so,
ever.
So, so beautiful.
Still, one of the best layup packages ever.
One of the best clutch players ever. Yeah. Untucked jersey, Kyrie. That's why I think he's phenomenal. A Hall of Famer, because it's his impact on the game as well, more than like how much he's.
I can't wait to see what they do with him this offseason, because I know for sure.
He's probably not coming back.
What? Yeah, nah. Come on, man. We know Kyle. Like, stop playing.
If we know Kyle.
Yeah, if he do, it'll be crazy. It's a new development. You know what I'm saying?
That would be new.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but come on, man. I can't wait to see. Because I don't think he want to be a part of losing right now. Like, you know what I mean?
He's too late. But I think it would be beneficial if he's healthy to at least play like the last 10 games or something.
You know what I mean? Make it to the end of the trade deadline, midseason next. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
But so we'll see, because like the Mavs, they're going to have, they have a lot of free money now that they don't have AD. Mm-hmm. They could keep Kyrie and build around him and
they
Cooper
could.
For a couple
they
of
could.
Years.
They could. But Coop getting stretched out a little bit too, man. Pause. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, pause for sure. You caught me on that one, but he definitely getting worked out a little bit. Damn, the AO right, on that one too.
All right, man, who you got?
I'm going with a Laker faithful, Byron Scott.
Come on, bro.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I'm just stay right here. Yeah,
yeah.
He was one of the best six men of all time, right?
I wouldn't be never wrong won one, that. Never won one, but yeah, because he played, always, he started too much to be a certified six man.
Mm-hmm.
But
a crucial
yeah.
part of the you know Lakers once, Showtime, right? Showtime.
Yeah, and once Kareem was older, Byron Scott became once Kareem got older, Byron Scott. This dude had to confirm it was Showtime.
I'm not trying to get murdered. Like, I feel like I know my
fucker,
facts,
bro. But yeah, once Kareem got older, he became a top three two scoring option on that fucking team. He was a dog, averaged 14 for his career, but he definitely had like a couple 20-point seasons. Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest though. I think my style alone should just be able to have this nigga not ask these crazy ass questions. Though I'm gonna be honest, man, this is my boy. But my style alone should actually have him rethink if I watch George Mikan and play fucking basketball.
Oh, no, he said Elgin Baylor. He said Elgin Baylor.
This guy,
George Mikan, in his 40s and 50s.
Yeah, no, he said. Yeah, he said Elgin Baylor. Yeah, like, Elgin Baylor. I'm still tripped about that.
My bad.
I go to work with this guy, and he literally asked me if I watched somebody play basketball that was playing basketball when my mom was like
a baby.
But okay, my fault. I just had to get that
no,
out.
No, it's okay, bro. It's
that's
okay.
My bro, man. I love
it. Okay,
this
you know, my mind's a little all over the place, man. Like,
I let right when he said, right when I heard him start saying, so Cam, what was, I was like, nah.
Like, wait, man, I ain't trying that hard. He made me think myself, like, damn, I'm not trying that hard, am I? Like, I'm that old? I look that much.
Who you looking at, Byron?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's different. I just want to look at his stats. So, yeah. I mean.
I just want to say, like, I love what the latter part of Byron Scott's career looked like.
His later years were
beautiful. Like, and bringing in the Kobe. And all of that kind of stuff, man. And then going into coaching and everything. Yeah. Without a doubt, man. Did I say no or yes?
You said yes.
Oh, I was about to say.
I'm saying yes, too.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Just a very integral part of the Lakers' success.
Man. Yes, I mean, brother. Yeah. Yes, brother.
Okay, cool.
My fault I broke out into that.
Nah, it was necessary.
All right, so I'll go with, first off, I want to give another obvious name to get them out the way, and then I'll give
this
my, I'll take my
here
turn.
We go.
To get
him out the way.
Kevin Garnett. Different.
Yes.
Different.
Yes.
We've talked plethora of Kevin Garnett on
this
show.
One, I mean, I feel like it could be obviously different. Maybe some people could argue it. Ray Allen.
Yes.
Yeah, man. We're agreeing. We're agreeing there. Yeah.
No, but that's a thing too, though. Like
people disrespect it.
I've talked to some of these younger motherfuckers.
They don't even have top
game.
Five shooters ever.
They only know Heat Ray Allen.
Yeah.
And it fucks my head up.
Yeah. These guys he just played
for Seattle, killing
Milwaukee, Seattle.
Like, damn near MVP listen, fucking threat.
But wait, hold on. Sorry. Hold on. Sorry. Do y'all know who Jesus Shuttleworth
oh
is?
Oh my God, he got game.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
One of my favorite basketball movies of all time.
And that's why I said, like, modern day NBA, like the media, they're doing such a bad job because, like, these kids don't know who any of these
people are. Some people just know Ray Allen for the shot.
The shot, yeah, because that's what's played over the shot that saved LeBron's
career. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. That's all that these kids know him for. And I'm like, he was a 26-5-4 guy for like 12 years.
Yo, son.
He got the Celtics over that hump, too.
He's like one of the
big ones.
And you know, he's like one of the original Jordan brand athletes.
Yes.
Walking on dudes, bro.
100%.
Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, Ray Allen for sure.
I had to establish that.
Top three shooter of all time,
literally,
too.
Yes, they literally, reckless. People will say some other shit, but I still got Steph, Reggie.
You got Steph, Reggie.
Ray Allen,
Clay, Dame.
Yeah.
Those are the five for me personally.
But you're not going to take Ray Allen out that list.
No, he's definitive three.
Yeah. No,
a lot of people try. They don't even like fucking mention his name with the greatest shooters anymore.
That's I can't believe that. That's why I'm happy that y'all keep me around for just some of the old young conversations, man. Because I go off on somebody like what?
Bro, but then
we
got to
pull the phone out or something. Yeah. Like,
I said, bro, I'm starting to feel like I'm talking to some of these young guys, and I'm like, bro, are you stupid?
Crazy.
Now I know how Kem feel with us. No.
I love my guys, man.
Who you got, Kem?
So listen, man, that's fire. I'm liking that y'all staying in this vein right here. Right, but I'm gonna just speed it up a little bit.
Okay,
that's not too much. But what do y'all think about Chris Mullin?
Hell yeah, ooh. I love Chris Mullin.
That's a good one.
Oh my God, I love Chris Mullin.
Wasn't I on the show saying he was overrated one time?
You were.
I was.
You said he's overrated.
Yeah, I forgot
what
because I was talking about because I was trying to blow up the Run TMC Golden State. Like, yo, those dudes were boo boo when he went analytical on me and didn't like.
I mean, because like I
feel like he's not talked about enough to be considered overrated. I feel like nobody be talking about Chris Mullin.
It wasn't necessarily overrated. It was just like I'm not moved. You know what I'm saying? By Chris,
you know he's East Coast. You know he's from New York, right?
Yeah,
bro. I'm saying 100% different. Yes. What the fuck? He's one of the best shooters of his time too. What the hell are we talking about?
He was one of the original. Yeah. One of the originals.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta respect that.
Yeah. I just want to know.
Nah, go look up some stats.
Yes.
No, because
yes.
I know his stats. He was a 20-plus points per game shooter. He was a sharp shooter. He was phenomenal.
Yes.
Carried Golden State. Golden State had fucking nothing going on.
And we ain't talking about Tim Legler.
Yeah.
We talking about Chris Mullin. Okay.
And I'll say, you saying he's different, I'll say he's different.
Yes, I am, brother. Yeah. I am.
100%
different. I am.
Yeah. I think, well,
right when you said the name, I was
said the name. Well, because the take I had was opposite of like an argument of whether he was like different or not or whatever. What the exact argument was, but
it's like a 5 or 6-time All Star.
Yes.
Come on. Oh, I think it was he was in the and this might even sound even worse. I think he was like one of the more overrated Hall of Famers, but not.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a conversation we had, I believe.
Ah, that's probably
I'm trying to remember what the conversation was.
Was I on this episode?
I don't know.
No, you weren't.
I know we were. Yeah, we was going in.
I might have lit the fuck up.
Yeah, because sometimes he come at me just to come at me, right?
Yeah, sometimes he do.
I am taking a lot of heat this episode.
I'm not my boy, man.
My son going through it on and off the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let's take it easy.
No.
I just thought about that.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, shit, it is my turn again.
My nigga, man.
Motherfucker.
Nick Anderson.
Okay.
Whew.
That's actually a debate.
Whew.
He's one of them glue guys.
Yeah.
But also like.
But different?
One of his roles. Hey, I'm asking.
Different? Nah, I'm going to say no.
Nick, I love watching you in that blue and pinstripe. Right.
You know what I mean? One of the arguably like a top three.
A lot of those Charlotte players, man.
But
what?
Nah.
No.
What did you say?
He said Charlotte.
Was that
Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando, yeah, brother. I was trying to let him.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, a lot of those Orlando players back in the day where they fucking did some shit. I'm a mess, man. I'm a fucking mess.
I got one in the car. We could go step out, blow real quick, and come back.
I was just going to let him.
Yeah, like, come on. We're going to go blow. I got to get my man right.
Huh?
All right, here we go. No, come on.
We're taking that up. All right. Yeah, no, I'm going to say no. My bad. I'm going to say no.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I'll probably say no, but he was a great piece to get them to the finals.
Yeah.
And yeah, he knew his role.
Yeah, I'm fucking tripping. That's one of the finals I always go back and watch.
You do. And he was a phenomenal sniper.
Yes.
He was a sniper. All
right, so is Patrick Ewing an obvious yes?
What the fuck, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go with the unobvious, yes, John Starks.
So listen, man.
He might be like the definition of like different type player.
Mm-hmm. We might have a riot if we
because he had a really low shooting percentage, right? Yeah. It wasn't really high. He just, he had some really clutch moments.
Like he did everything else so like.
That was the thing with him. He was a moments guy.
Yeah, he was a moments dude. Like
big moments guy, big defense.
Yes, big moments.
What he did, the reason why I would say yes to him being different is what he did. With Ewing out during that finals run, with Ewing out, what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah, that's the left hand. That's when he
under his leadership.
That's when he got that left-handed dunk. Yeah, he got that left on like three Bulls.
But it's like you said,
he only averaged like 12-13.
Yeah, on some terrible splits.
I 100% think he's different. Just from mentality wise.
So now we're getting into the difference that I like. You know what I mean? Because numbers don't mean everything.
Yeah,
no, like, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
and
really
I think my definition of different is like, you know, did like how much you impacted the game of basketball.
Winning means something to you. And not all the time does your scoring have anything to do. Now, when we go to somebody like we just did with Chris Mullin, the reason why I like Chris Mullin is like I did that to kind of shoot at homie now because you thought I was shooting at you because now you put Reggie Miller there, right? Yeah. But him and Reggie Miller are like,
they was up there, one another,
bro, like in actual shooting. So it's like,
wait, so let's get this out the way. Reggie Miller different?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, you thought about it for a second. I was like, wait.
No. At first, I didn't know what you were asking.
No, because remember, he was just doing the shooters of all time.
Chris Mullin's a top 10 shooter of all time.
Yes, man. He's top 10 shooter.
I've just never thought about where I would place him.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Me with Mullins, it was like, it was a boring aspect
he
of it.
Hate
I think.
Chris Mullin.
No, I don't.
I will say though, I completely forgot when I was saying my top five. That fifth spot, I said, Dame, it might be Peja. Peja's one of my top seven favorite players of all time. Page is up there. Shooters.
Oh yeah, that's so his. Sorry.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name.
But wait. He said different. John Starks. Did you say no?
Yeah, I said different.
Okay, John Starks different. Okay, I like that,
bro. Like I said, bro, he might be the definition of not being a star.
Straight up punch him,
but being a different
too.
Ass player.
Yeah, he's different. Just
straight
for,
up punch him.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, on the court, even though he's shorter.
A lot of the Knicks players down in history are different just from the contribution and how they actually
100%
blended to the.
Yeah, because everyone saw Patrick Ewing as that engine to the Knicks. So what they were able to accomplish without him being on the floor.
So now I got to go to somebody, man, that's dear to the heart, man. They got their own show, so shout out to them. Ooh. Well, they're a part of a show, but listen, man, I'm going with. Y'all know that I got a thing in my heart for Jersey. We going with Kenyon Martin.
Oh.
I knew you were going to fucking say him when you said he has his own show.
I want to hear. Because Matt's always had his criticism about Kenyon. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear what
you
got to
say. Criticism.
Because for me, like being a first pick, a lot of people think that his career went terrible. Like if you ask a generic person, they don't have Kenyon Martin in any high regards. But people got to understand the pain. Those finals runs that the Nets went on, a lot of it was because of how much of, obviously, Jason Kidd, you know, shit like that. But like Kenyon Martin was putting in fucking pain. He was putting in pain during those runs.
Yes.
Oh so, my God. All right. I don't know what he was talking about. I love Kenyon Martin. But one thing I will say, this was maybe like 3 months ago.
Okay.
Maybe. When Kenyon Martin was going at Draymond.
Yeah.
And it was all through the media and shit. We had a segment of something about we had a segment about something about like recent headlines and everything in one of the episodes, but we're running short on time. Yeah. We cut it. And I had a full breakdown of breaking down Kenyon Martin's career to Draymond Green's career and everything. And it was kind of cooking Kenyon Martin in my argument. And I felt terrible. And I was happy we cut it because I fuck with Kenyon Martin so much.
What?
And he was a leading, he was leading to those, to the final runs and everything. And, but like, he was leading with 18 points a game, but given that was the dead ball era. So it's like, you got to take errors into consideration. Motherfuckers weren't scoring that much unless you were a Kobe or a T-Mac or AI.
I respect him. Shaq. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I respect Kenyon so much. I just don't know.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for y'all. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put it out. He asked a question. He's got to wait.
I feel like I'm leaning.
I'm saying, like, yeah, I'm saying yes. I love Kenyon Martin, but
I'll say no for the entertainment of wanting to hear what Cam got to say.
So I'm gonna go back. All right, cool. And I'm already ready. I'm gonna go back to what
he's Matt wanted. It's like Clyde for me, like, or like the other guy. I forgot. Clyde, who did you mention?
So this is Clyde Drexler. No, the other
Xavier McDaniels. Kenyon Martin is there for me. So where listen, it's like I could be convinced and I could be unconvinced.
Y'all see where I'm at with the people that I'm bringing up, right? It's grit and it's some shit that's to them, right?
Grit and some shit.
Like when you thinking about, we might gotta tag that. What I'm gonna say though is like you just kind of highlighted it. You just said it with Draymond. He is the prototype of what Draymond became.
Yeah.
Like, without a question.
In your face.
Literally, like, top-tier
doing
defender.
Doing everything that he can.
Transition. Like, he's a transition monster.
He was underrated passer, too, Kenyon.
That's what I'm about to say. Now, the tone-setting part is also what we already know about Kenyon Martin and Draymond Green. Now, the other thing that I'm going to say is that Draymond may have more actual
accolades.
And playmaking ability, but Kenyon Martin has way more bounce.
And way more dog in him.
Way more bounce. Yeah. Way more. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He might not have as much passing flashiness as Draymond, but his bouncing up.
He doesn't have a floor general.
Right. Like that.
He had the ability.
Yes.
And he was the first pick in the draft because, like, if you just go back and look at the draft.
My guy, Cincinnati, like, Bob Huggins and them dudes, like, they were grown ass men playing against boys anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying
he got hurt. Listen, he got hurt before he came out and then came.
Still did what he did.
Yes, came in and still did what he did. What I think about him, though, why I like him so much is that he's one of those players that I like to still see on a defensive end take it personal. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? Draymond is kind of past that now with his age.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of people that still take it personal. Stephon Castle takes it personal.
And he's a young buck.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I love that shit. Comes. Yes.
But so I'm super happy that that shit got cut.
Redemption,
and I never did it because I was on the Draymond side of the argument because Kenyon in his argument on whatever on the platform he was on, he named like 35 power forwards that were better than Draymond all time. And like I would only say like 12 of them were better.
And it's not for him to argue who's better than Draymond. Let us, like, because at the end of the day,
you're his peer.
Yes.
Like, it's like, let us be the
best. That's hating. It's almost hating a little bit. Yeah.
So that's why I was on Draymond's side of it, which I rarely
am. Like, Draymond wasn't saying anything crazy. He was just like, he was true. Like, your career didn't pan out the way
until he started to.
Because that's obvious about Kenyon. Like, his career didn't pan out how it should have.
And so I was going to rip Kenyon apart, and then that never happened. I'm happy because I would look hypocritical right now. But yeah, so who do I got right now?
You said Kenyon. My bad.
Yeah,
he said Kenyon. Yeah, yeah.
I have a funny one, and I don't want you guys to say no right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
Do you need a couple seconds?
Yeah, you go real quick.
All right, now hear me out.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's different. I just want to have a funny conversation about it.
Terry McLaurin. No.
It's like nah. Jeff Teague. Now, hear me out.
Let's hear it, bud.
Today, in today's media, he's everywhere. I don't know if you guys pay attention.
Yeah.
Jeff Teague is everywhere. And he's a meme. He's a big meme.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the shit out of Jeff Teague.
Yeah, so would I. He's not different. My bad.
No, keep going. You sounded like you were about to say some shit.
That's all I had.
So Jeff Teague?
Jeff Teague. Not different.
No, he's definitely not different. He's definitely not different. So I'll go with one, though. Counterpart of his in today's media. I'll say Agent Zero.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's automatic, for me. Yeah. Oh, but.
Yeah. You already know I'm a butt something.
Yeah, it's tough.
How the fuck are you going to put Agent Zero in there and not put Brandon Roy?
Yeah, because you were.
Haven't gotten to Brandon Roy yet. My opinion's different from that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Is it?
I said I can be convinced on these players. Okay. I'm not like a... I'm not stubborn.
But
like,
back then, you were stern.
Yes, he was heavy on us, wasn't he?
Because it,
but
it's weird because like right now it's like
explain it once we get to him.
So for me, if I have to, if I'm going to include Derrick Rose being different, I would have to include Brandon Roy.
Okay,
because like they both really had high impact in such a short period of time. It's just Derrick Rose turned into a role player where Brandon Roy.
Yeah, Derrick Rose had more, but longer had a longer.
Yeah, that's and that yeah.
like Brandon Roy could have stuck around as a role player and done what Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
did,
that unknownness like, makes me keep him in the regard of being different.
Right,
where Derrick Rose, we saw him not different, and that's what hurt my.
That's what hurts his. Yes, no. Everybody.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I got somebody like Brandon Roy over Derrick Rose in this argument.
Yes, perfect.
Not because he was better than Derrick Rose.
Perfect.
Clearly not.
Yeah, that was absolutely insane.
What we saw of Derrick Rose latter was the, you know what I mean?
It's hard. Yeah, anyone we named in the past, bring him back up. We can have him.
But yeah, so Agent Zero?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah,
I was.
I have to say,
he had one of the craziest peaks, short peaks, but
one
peaks
of the most,
all time.
One of, if not the most, unguardable player of all time.
In his run,
there was nothing stopping. He was a knucklehead.
Yeah,
he was damn near a crackhead without the crack. But like,
30 of his 60 points was on Kobe's head, which hurts my heart. 30 of them 60 was on Kobe.
Yeah, he don't
and Kobe
mind.
Was tight about it. He was, and he gave him 50 back the next time they saw each other.
I would say like between him. Beasley, and I'll throw Ja Morant in that conversation. If
Michael
those
Beasley?
Motherfuckers had, if those motherfuckers just got their head right, they would have been some of the best players of all time.
Man,
and obviously, Ja Morant's story is still being written, but like, I think we know where it's going.
Bro, the if you go back into the archives and just talk to anyone who played with Michael Beasley from high school, from college,
that's why I would
they
say
they thought he was going to be the greatest player of all time. Mm-hmm.
Like if we brought up Michael Beasley, like that would be an interesting combo because I might say yes because I don't know, it's just a special spot in my heart.
He still plays basketball and the way that he plays basketball now,
he's a ball player. You know
different.
What I'm saying?
Like it's not.
He
like
might
he's
be.
Not
he's another player who might be a definition of different. But so Agent Zero, yes, cool.
Yeah, I would have to say yeah because I mean
we agree there.
I mean, just the stories that come from his career, he's just absolutely different.
Yeah, he's a funny guy,
just
too.
Just brought a gun in the locker room and said, let's fucking do
this. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
I don't know if y'all watched the documentary where they explain that. Yeah. Like, Gilbert Arenas' explanation of that is so fucking hilarious. He was like,
Everything Gilbert says is hilarious.
He's like, I just walked in with a gun, with two guns, put him down and said, let's do this. All right, man. Like, that's different. All right, so I'll say it just so we can get out the way. Derrick Rose.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I love him.
Hey,
we just saw him not
D-Rose.
Different, more than different.
Yes.
Which hurts us, or my perspective on him.
Yeah, I love the story. It was just cut so far.
The homie
short,
gave
man.
The great, great, great. I love how he just summed it up. Like, you know what I mean? The end of it. What we got to witness is just what, you know what I mean?
We got to see a sorry version of him for too long, I think.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That New York comeback, like, he couldn't even embrace it too much.
Low
like,
key?
Like,
low
you know
key,
what I mean?
Hot
like,
take.
Mm-hmm.
If he retired right after that 50 ball in Minnesota.
Yeah,
left us off with that.
Or at least left us off with that last Knicks run.
Yeah,
because he was a big figure in why the Knicks.
I would still say no. I say if he left us off with that 50 and was like,
that's
my farewell to basketball.
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's the realest shit I've ever seen.
Because I think like, and what sucks is
it would be up there as a farewell thing for like with Kobe 60, given Kobe 60 meant so much more.
Yeah,
but
okay,
after all the struggle you went through the last 6 years. You pull up in Minnesota as a backup. Everyone's hurt. You just get random starting 50. Minutes, and you put up 50.
I cried.
And the
that.
Players on the bench for both teams are bawling their eyes out.
I was bawling my. That's like
Bro,
the only time I cried.
If he were to retire right
Kobe.
Then and there, I would say he's for sure.
He just wasn't ready. That's why Kobe was able to get his 60, though. Kobe told him
he was ready. This is I'm putting everything I have left into this one game.
You know what I mean? Like I'm done after this.
Right. Yeah.
I think we'll bring up one more name, and we're good on this segment. Or
are we sure?
It's up to we can run it. We can
no,
run
you
it
just tell more. Me. I just wanted to make sure. Are we good?
Yeah, we put out, we put out like 25 names. Right. I feel like we put
we went
a bunch.
We went a couple, man. So the last name for me, guys, it's somebody that I gotta be honest with you, right? When I started watching this person play, I was like, holy shit, right?
Yeah.
But then I can't say no, but however, I want to put them up to see if you guys actually feel that this person is different. I am going to go with a current player, not American, Jamal Murray.
Ooh. I'm going to say no for now.
Why?
He's still in the middle of it.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, I mean, he's still in the middle of it. They won a ring. It's been a lot of up and down for Murray.
I feel like if he retired and what, how much more years do you guys think he has left? 5, 8, like whatever.
5 to 6.
If his career ends off good, I think he's different. But right now, I'm just in the middle.
Okay.
Because well, he's a dog. Like his random ass 50-point games and shit like that, like lighting it up. Yeah.
Well, currently he's literally in his best season of his career by far. And I'm gonna be real.
He stepped it up this year. I don't think
he would. I'm gonna be real. After when him and his bubble run still to this day is something that I still just hold close to me. Mm-hmm. Even though, and we shut him down in the bubble, which I love too, but. Mm-hmm. Bro, him and Donovan Mitchell matching 50-point games after 50-point games in one single series. Fine. And then he goes on to the next round and is putting up more 50-point games and runs into us. And we, AD finishes them with the dagger. Mm-hmm. And then we see them 2 years later. And then every time since the bubble, Jamal Murray just steps it up against the Lakers. And he's a playoff riser. He's done some of the craziest shit I've ever seen on the court. Yeah. If it's against the Lakers. He always rises against the Lakers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's just not a regular season merchant. Mm-hmm. He saves it for the playoffs. And that's one thing. It's so weird to say yes for Jamal
Murray. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's... But like I said, because it's like how we feel about Derrick Rose. Like something could happen and the rest of his career could be shit. And then is he different? You know what I'm saying? So
current player is weird to do. I will say
has he accomplished enough to this point where if his career was shit the rest of the way, would he be different?
So I will.
What do you think?
I put the question. I get to go last.
Yeah, I agree. So I will say if you take everything prior to bubble version of him, it was disappointing as hell.
Yeah.
Bubble is where he blew up, but then after bubble he got injured, was disappointing for another year.
It's been a lot up and down.
But no. then I would say the last 4 years he's been consistent dog. Sure. I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes just for how bad he beats the Lakers' ass every time. And so I have to see that firsthand every time.
Shout out to Gumbo.
Shout out to Gumbo.
With the gummies now. You know what I'm saying?
Please say no, Kev.
I'm getting ready to for my.
You got to answer first before.
Yeah,
we go.
You got to answer first.
I said no.
Oh, you said no.
Well, it's like when it comes.
So I threw my boys a lob, right? Because y'all tried to stay current. I tried to throw y'all a layup. Yeah. Matt took it a little bit, and I don't want to make it look like I'm shooting at you again, bro.
I have to accept that.
We just talked about everything, why we love Jalen Hurts. He just actually...
Kyrie Light.
He just laid it down for you from the bubble.
I'm not disagreeing.
He had two seasons before the bubble, right? Yeah. From the bubble on. And having the best season of his career.
Right. Currently.
So you tell me right now.
Every statistical category is up by at least 1.5. At least 1.5.
Yeah.
And some it's 3, some it's 2.
And then once he gets to the playoffs, it jumps even higher every
year. And what
year.
We already know, he just talked about the back-to-back 50 burgers. Mm-hmm. Everything that's going to live with everybody that's a part of this generation forever because the pandemic actually happened. Yeah. The bubble actually happened. We was all locked in our houses at that time. So like that is for him, that's for everybody.
Yeah.
And now all we have is what has happened from then. He's not different.
It goes to the question that like I asked myself in my head. If he was to have a terrible rest of his career from this point, I don't think he would be different. Okay. Because we don't know, like, and obviously I'm not.
Well, yeah, that's why with a current player it is different. Because what we just said, like, for Derrick Rose, the back half of his career.
But that's why I said at the end of the day, if the back half of his career is solid and he just puts up decent numbers, I'm here for it.
He already got a chip. Derrick Rose didn't have one. He had an MVP run.
He had an MVP.
And he had an MVP run.
Which is big.
That was not in contention for championship. They wasn't. We already talked about that MVP run, bro.
In terms of being different, I feel like if you weren't the number one guy, like...
No. So real quick, because you said I'm not going to like your answer. If Chuck had a fucking ring instead of that MVP, what would you think? He's more different or not?
He's different no matter what, but that's besides the point. But what I'm
saying
is...
He just doesn't feel Jamal is different.
I just don't, like, I'm not there yet. Like, if his career, like, ended today, there's nothing after it, like, we can have that conversation. But we have a whole half of a career that could ruin this conversation.
That's so
And
awesome.
For me, I like the 50-point game.
I can see that.
I like that he was a part of the championship run. I like what that meant to Denver and everything. I'm just not pushed over the
edge. I agree. Yet. If let's say after this year, the next 5 or 6 years he has left in his career. It might be more. I might be shortchanging Jamal. Mm-hmm. But let's say there's 5 or 6 years left in his career. He just is dog shit.
Yeah.
100% agree with your take.
Because when it comes to being different, it's like, yeah, I do hold that MVP run that D-Rose have over Jamal Murray's ring, because when people think about the Nuggets, they think about the main engine to that, which is Jokic. It's a team game at the end of the day. That was a team ring.
Jamal Murray put up like 26.
MVP is individual. MVP is individual and a ring is a team.
Yeah, I don't want to argue with you anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going to debate anymore.
Yeah, we can. I can have that argument.
No,
like,
but I do 100% agree with what you're saying. If he were to not have a good rest of his career, it's the same picture you
have.
But
he's most likely going to have a good rest of his career.
Because he's Jokic's running mate.
And if we're using what we use for Brandon Roy, Gilbert Arenas, Dirk Nowitzki's playoff run, how the fuck are we looking past when I'm asking you to use now? I don't care about after. We're using we're doing these one-offs that it seems like it's making us hard to do it when it conflicts with our heart. You understand what I'm saying?
That's why different is up to us individually.
But you're giving a one-off.
Let your heart rest, bud.
What I'm saying is you're giving a one-off for a scenario, but you won't give a one-off for this one. Like, we know that we're willing to say.
Well, because we know,
but
bro.
Hold on, let me just finish. We're willing to say with one run that Dirk had, we're willing to say that that's different. But we're not able to say with a bubble run that we know that we have and five
seasons. I'm not finished.
With five seasons that were played after, four seasons that have been played after the bubble is not enough to tell you if somebody's different, bro. But you're willing to use a playoff run
compared Dirk's finals run to a bubble run where
that's
Murray didn't win a ring.
That's not what I'm saying, though. That's 1 year of basketball Dirk's
and
playoff
run. And you
act
like I'm sitting here saying Jamal Murray is shit and it's an absolute no.
But
Gilbert Arenas, Brandon Roy, their careers are said and done. We know the impact that
Jamal
they had on
Murray
the
game.
My bad. No.
You're good.
Now I'm actually going to get aggressive for like the first time ever. My fault.
Don't mean shit. Yes. You're not saying nothing.
All right, then I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, no, but, go ahead, finish.
No,
but you're not saying nothing.
No, you're good. We're good.
How can a year match up to seven?
Bro, there's all this energy into this topic when I'm not even sitting here saying Jamal Murray is shit. What I'm saying is,
you said he's not different.
Brandon Roy and Gilbert Arenas, the two people that you just brought up, right?
I didn't bring up Gilbert Arenas. You just said
he's a zero in your argument. You said, how are you going to say Brandon Roy and Gilbert Arenas are different?
But you Jamal brought him up as being different.
Bro,
you
because they are. Their career is said and done. We know their impact on the game. Jamal Murray has no fucking impact right now.
How does
his career is not over? He wasn't the main person that won that one ring that you bring up. The bubble run did not lead to shit.
That doesn't mean nothing. We just used Xavier McDaniels and Ray Allen and motherfuckers that wasn't number ones. What are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. When it comes to your heart, you're trying to make a different conversation. But when it comes to a player that you're trying to... Yes, we just used mad players that wasn't number ones. Who gives a fuck if they're number one? We're talking about different.
Bro, that's not what I'm saying, bro. I'm saying the things that Jamal Murray...
But that's what you just said.
The things that Jamal Murray has accomplished yet is not enough for me to say he's different.
Okay.
That's all I'm
your
saying.
Take.
And that is it. That's what we're doing. Different or not, it's all of our opinions right. formed together.
I'm saying he's different.
You guys said he's different. He's different.
Yes.
That's the end of it.
Yes.
My opinion doesn't matter.
Okay.
That.
Well, we're done.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
How did Jamal Murray get to here?
Damn,
yo, that's the most crazy yes. you've ever got on the pod. Now, shout out my boys here, man. They make this shit interesting. They keep this shit going. They keep it lively.
We are the new version of Skip Bayless and Stephen A., but better. It's like not. But that being said, we're going to get on out of here. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, you know, everything different. We come with the best laughs. The greatest takes, hottest takes, everything different.
Damn, does that make me the female host?
Yes. Matt is now the female host of a different conversation. With that being said, we're out of here. We hope you guys enjoyed. Don't look too much into our, you know, big shouting match. I thought that was cool. But yeah, we out. Peace out.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to get hungry.
Yeah. I don't know if I got that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause
and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.